You are now tuning in to Spirituality Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. LaTanya Moore. This is the place where we cover all things related to your spiritual maturity. I'm talking topics, experiences, and application. It's also the place where you can receive practical tips when you are ready to strengthen your relationship with God. Hashtag practical. So let's not waste any time. Let's jump right in to today's episode. We back. What? Okay, I got a whole dance going on over here because we are back on the podcast. Welcome to season 3. Let me tell you something. Okay. Let me just tell you something. The way that God has set this whole season up, baby, we about to break free. Okay. If you are new to Spirituality Podcast, welcome. Where have you been? It don't even matter, really. We're just excited that you are here. We're excited that you have tuned in. So go ahead and get caught up. Start with season 1. It's some good foundation back there. And go to season 2 and go deeper into you. But baby, welcome to season 3 because we're about to break free, period. Can I just say that I am so excited to also welcome the podcast pro members. Y'all ready for these bonus episodes? Y'all ready for these exclusive Zoom sessions with me? Y'all ready for these discounts? Let me tell you something. I can't even guarantee what's about to go down on these Zoom sessions with me, but you know, the way my life's set up, you know, like I travel, it's me and Holy Spirit. So you just never know what's going to happen, but we plan to have a good time. So welcome to all my podcast pro members. Listen, today's topic is make a sound. Did you hear what I say? I said, make a sound. Okay, so let me just tell you how this thing went down. The Lord started talking to me about season 3 on my birthday of this year. My birthday is June 16th. And he started talking to me about season 3 on my birthday. And it's so interesting. I'm going to just really go through the story and how this thing happened. But I'm so excited because he told me to start the podcast by talking about a sound. What does that even mean? What does it mean? It means that there is a sound that is meant to come from you. It means that there is a sound of freedom attached to you. It means that you have been purposed, intentionally purposed to make a sound in this earth and to begin to shift some things up. Baby, you were made to make a sound. And we're going to talk about it today, okay? So today's topic is all about that sound. Not everyone's voice is meant to, you know, be on a platform, right? But everyone has a purpose, and that purpose has a sound, whether it's the sound of encouraging or the sound of healing or the sound of restoring or the sound of teaching or the sound of inspiring. Whatever your sound is, you must make it. And when you begin to make that sound, you will see things happening to you and around you that you didn't even expect. We're making a sound this season, okay? A whole sound. So God told me that this season was about wholeness and freedom, and it's about making noise, period. It's about making noise. And so some of you I know have been in a place where you've been wondering, you know, what you are to do next, or wondering, you know, where your purpose is taking you, or wondering, you know, if you really tap into your purpose the way that you intended. And I believe that God has a message for each of you because that purpose is attached to a sound. There are 3 things that I want to share with you in this topic before I get to like the experience and what God, you know, really downloaded through my life and my experience. And it's that a sound carries anticipation, a sound has power, and a sound travels. You got that? Did I tell you to grab your notebook? Because, baby, we take notes around here, okay? There are things that the Lord is downloading, and we must take it down. I need to go ahead and put some journals out because clearly the note-taking has begun. Three things. A sound carries anticipation. I love this because one of the things that God began to share with me through this was all around the sound of Jubilee. When I tell you, I did some studying on the sound of Jubilee and what this really means, right? So the sound carries anticipation. The year of Jubilee or the sound of Jubilee is the trumpet sound where people know and they begin to anticipate what is coming in that year, right? They know that that sound means, all right, gather everybody together. Come on, let's get things ready. Let's get things prepared because something is coming. So when you carry a sound, you carry anticipation. There's something in you that is supposed to make noise, okay? And because that thing is making noise, there is an anticipation that is attached, period. There's an anticipation that is attached. And so what's going to happen when you begin to project your sound is that you're going to learn new ways of doing things because you've anticipated what's new. There is a sound of anticipation that is attached to you. I learned so much about the sound of Jubilee, and I'll share a little bit more in the experience section, but I learned so much about it because I actually received a prophetic word about how this was my Jubilee year. And I was like, what? So I had to start reading up on this Jubilee and really understand what the sound of Jubilee actually meant, right? What it actually meant. And it really means that, you know, it's the year in the Bible where people knew that something was going to change. They knew that, you know, the prisoners would be free, that their debts would be forgiven, that their mercies would come, you know, fresh and new. And it was all around possession and ownership, that you, whatever you had, your land and your family would be valued, a value would be placed on it, right? And you would get paid not according to the value that it was right now, but according to the anticipated value. Woo! According to the anticipated value. And so when you begin to make that sound, when the sound comes from you, it carries an anticipation, right? It's just like hearing sirens. Sirens carry a sound. And because that sound, you hear it, you're anticipating seeing a police car or seeing an ambulance or seeing a fire truck, right? It's the same with the sound that is in you. So whatever sound is attached to your purpose, it carries anticipation. That's good. The second thing that God wanted me to tell you and show you was that a sound has power. Mm-hmm. That's right. Because we're making a sound this season. A sound has power. A sound carries a power, good and bad, right? A sound has the power to break things. Sometimes we get into prayer and we just is quiet. We praying in our hearts and our spirit. We ain't really saying nothing. And it's just, you know, lightly praying like this. And I remember when I was in that place, when I used to walk up and down the aisle of church and I was just praying. And at first it was silent. And I ended up going to this conference where the Lord started showing me in the midst of that conference that the reason why I wasn't breaking anything, the reason why I hadn't shown up in the power that I knew I had and that he told me I had was because I ain't had no sound. I wasn't making no noise. And so I was praying silently, just walking back and forth, just chilling with it. No, the Lord wanted me to make a sound. And when I became louder, not saying you got to scream, but when I became louder in my pursuit, as I prayed, I felt things break. Literally, I felt things break. I felt things shift. I could see them shift. And so sound has power. It also has power in bad instances as well, right? So when people yell at someone, you know, it has the power to break and hurt feelings as well. I want you to know that sound has power. Sound is powerful, all right? You have a sound that carries anticipation. You have a sound that has power, okay? The last thing that I want you to know in this topic is that a sound travels. We know this. We learned it in science class. Sound travels. And the reason why we need to be making a sound in this season and for this season is that the sound is going to carry for generations to come. Generations. I didn't say that your sound was just going to break stuff off of your life. I didn't say that your sound was going to, you know, make it just to the city that you're in. No, your sound was meant to carry. It was meant to travel. And because your sound was meant to travel, then it is going to shift generations to come. It's going to shift different cities, territories, lands. It's going to shift things because it travels. It travels. So one of the things that I want you to know about what's about to go down in this here season is some breaking, okay? Because one of the things that God really showed me is that the breaking and the shifting and the things that we've been bound by for far too long have been there because we haven't allowed our sound to do what it's supposed to do. Our sound carries anticipation. Our sound has power. Our sound travels. And when you show up in your purpose, it has a sound. Everything has a sound. We need to listen for the sound of freedom. We need to listen for the sound of healing. We need to listen for the sound of wealth. It has a sound. And you have a sound. So this season, we're going to use our sound, okay? We're going to use our sound because there is something in the sound that is going to shift everything. And that sound is going to begin to resonate. Now, let me just say this again because I mentioned it earlier. Not everyone is meant to have a platform. I'm not saying that your sound is meant to jump on a mic or on a stage or, you know, somewhere where a lot of people are. What I'm saying is that there is something in you that carries the sound. Your purpose carries the sound. So even if you start to dig deep right now and really think about what is my purpose, what is it that God has called me to do? It has a sound. And because it has a sound of anticipation. There's something coming, baby. It has a sound of power. There's something about to break because of it. And it has the ability to travel because that's what sounds do. I am about to share with you how this word came together from God and how he began to tell me the theme of this season of wholeness and freedom all through a sound. All right, let's do it. Let's jump into this E, the experience. All right, let's jump into it. This experience. Remember, on Spirituality Podcast, we have three segments, the topic and what we are really covering and what God has given. And the E is the experience, where myself or an amazing guest shares the experience with that topic. And A, baby, we need some things to try. This thing is about practical application. And of course, we're going to pray at the end because, you know, we got to solidify this thing and make sure we're walking out of the podcast with something solid. All right. So this E, let me tell you something. God is amazing. I'll say it over and over and over again. So the experience that I want to share with making a sound is a sequence of events that began to happen as I prepared for this podcast launch for season 3. And the first thing that really resonated in my spirit was on my birthday, like I mentioned. So someone gave me a word that this was my Jubilee year. And I started to, you know, just listen to the word and received it. And I also went and did my own thing and started to research Jubilee year because I didn't know as much about it. And so, you know, I don't just come into agreements, you know, with words and stuff. You know, I'm going to go ahead and look that thing up. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, research to make sure I come into agreement and to make sure that it's something that the Lord has, you know, solidified in my life. Y'all need to do the same thing because, you know, everybody's words. Okay, I ain't gonna take it there. But anyway, make sure that when someone gives you a word that you pray about it yourself and you make sure that you look it up yourself. This is how my journey started, really realizing that I didn't want to stand on another man's faith or another man's word. I wanted to stand on a word that God has given me, right? And so when you get words from people, you want to make sure that you solidify that thing with God and come into agreement with it only when God tells you to. All right. That's a whole caveat that was not supposed to be in a podcast. But anyway, so I started learning more about, you know, what happened during this Jubilee year and the sound of Jubilee. And, you know, it was a sound of anticipation of what was coming next as the people of Israel, you know, really got excited because they knew that blessings were upon them. They knew that blessings were coming when the sound of Jubilee went forth, when there was a Jubilee year. Read Leviticus 25. It'll explain everything. You'll like coming to agreement with this thing for real. So just me reading more about it and just thinking about how, you know, the people of Israel knew that the seeds that they had planted and all the work that they had put in would yield much fruit, right? It would yield so much more than they anticipated. You know, instead of 1 year of harvest, they received 3 years, right? And so they even were blessed in their rest. And so I started to do so much research on it. And so this sound of Jubilee became really, really interesting to me as I started to research. And let me tell you something. This whole thing that I took as a word for myself, as a personal word, ended up becoming a word for the podcast when I sat down just probably about 2 weeks later and I started praying about the podcast. I wanted God to share with me more about, you know, what he wanted me to do with season 3, right? I wanted to come into alignment with whatever it was, because although I was on a podcast break, he was still speaking about the podcast. And so I sat down with a notebook and a plain sheet of paper, and what God began to do just like blew my mind. Okay. So when I sat down, I wrote it at the top of my page, podcast season 3. And I just knew that I was going into prayer. I was going into his presence with a goal of talking to him about season 3 and coming out with strategy about season 3. So when I sat down, I was also listening to worship, and I just worshiped a little bit and I was listening. I had Maverick City Music, you know, their full album, but just their station, right? So it played just, you know, random songs by Maverick City Music. And I am sitting there in prayer and, you know, notebook empty, just the top of my page says podcast season 3. And a song comes on by Maverick City that says, "This is the sound of Jubilee." What? Like, what? I kid you not. It's like I'd heard this song before, but something about it this time was completely different because it aligned with the word that God had given me about Jubilee. I bust out crying. I'm talking about crying like, "Okay, Lord, I hear you, Lord. All right, Lord." I mean, I was just going off because this Jubilee was coming up again. So I knew that it had to have meant that God was trying to get a message across to me about this sound and about, you know, Jubilee. So I'm like, "Okay, Lord," you know, I said, "Lord, you're speaking to me. I know you're speaking to me. I'm listening. And God began to minister to me, like literally through that song. Has that ever happened to you when you're listening to a song and all of a sudden it's like the Lord is speaking directly to you through the words of that song and your heart just begins to like flutter and your tears start to run and your mind start to tune in? I can't be the only one, because the Lord started ministering through this song. That's in times like that. That's when you just get somewhere and you just sit down. I mean, you just play that song on repeat. That's all you can really do, right? Because it's literally ministering to your heart. And that is the power of worship, because you begin to allow that thing to shift you in the process as well. So I love it. but it wasn't pretty, okay? It was not pretty. And so it's like the Lord took that song line by line and downloaded the podcast season. The Lord started talking about building the sound, making a sound, and the song lyrics. Oh my God, even the song lyrics talk about the Jubilee year. It says that, you know, let me just read a little bit. It says, listen for the free man singing, he's delivered me. Look out for the woman shouting, his garments made me clean. Listen up for the seasons changing, he's rebuilding everything. Listen for the people shouting, this is Jubilee. It's like he started to download and show me what this podcast is supposed to be about, this season is supposed to be, because he started to go through the lyrics and the lines of this song. And one of the first things that stuck out was, this liberty is for the broken, an invitation to be made whole. And wholeness continued to stick out to me. Wholeness. Every time I listened to the song, wholeness, 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 I kept hearing it. And the next thing I kept hearing was freedom. There is true joy in freedom. I kept hearing freedom over and over again. I kept hearing listen, right? Because when you make a sound or when you're hearing a sound, like you're responding to that thing. And so you have to listen for the sound of freedom. Listen for the woman shouting. Listen. Right. And this thing continued to play over and over and over again in my head. And I said, okay, Lord, I got you. We starting with wholeness. Okay. We starting with freedom. We're starting with wholeness because in order to be made whole, you must first identify what's broken. Yeah, I know it's hard. Most of us don't want to go to that place. We don't want to dig deep into what happened. We don't want to dig deep into what's shattered or what where the holes and the cracks are. But guess what? That is what wholeness requires. It requires us to dig deeper into what it is that is broken, okay? You must identify that first. And most of us are scared of going back to the places and spaces and the patterns that we have that are keeping us bound. We're afraid of that. Not this season. We're going in, okay? We're going to go in and we're going to look within and we're going to think about what freedom means. We're going to cover what wholeness means. We're going to look inside ourselves and we're going to break free in season three, okay? I think this is a good time to take a break and just remind you that if you're listening to this podcast and you are loving what you hear, to go over to Apple, go over to Spotify, go over to whatever podcast platform you're listening to right now and rate this podcast. Come on, y'all. I need some fives. I need five stars. So rate the podcast, put a review in, let me know what you're thinking, because that is how this podcast will rise to the top. And I seek to be amongst the number one players. So please go ahead, rate, review, subscribe, and share. Thank you. Again, he continued to talk to me through the lyrics of this song. And that is literally how this thing came about. I kid you not, when you go listen to this song, I have it linked in the show notes. I kid you not, you're going to hear the season of this podcast. You're going to hear it through lyrics. And so as he began to download episodes, I went with it. I began to just, you know, put everything together. Not only did God do that, and he showed me what my sound was supposed to be and how we all have a sound, he began to show me this through TikTok. I know this is going to sound crazy. I know this is going to sound crazy, but y'all know the God we believe in, right? He is that bold that he would give us a word about something so worldly. Okay. TikTok. I sat down one day and I was literally just in, you know, just spending time with God. And one of the things that God said to me was that my voice was going to carry throughout TikTok. He began to show me a vision, right? He began to show me a vision of the people on TikTok and how the people on TikTok were lost. They were like scattered like an army. So imagine a bunch of soldiers who were all over the place. And then a voice goes forth and they all get into place. God began to show me that he was going to speak through me, that his voice was going to come through me to the people on TikTok, and that he was going to give me words for TikTok. Okay. It's just that serious. So my voice has an assignment on TikTok. Remember, I said, not each one of us will have a platform. Not each one of us will have a stage. Not each one of us will have a mic, but each one of us has something that we are supposed to carry in our sound. And when you do that, it's attached to your assignment. Okay. What is your voice doing? Are you making a bunch of noise? Are you making static? Or are you helping people who are stagnant? What is your voice doing? Is your voice all talk or is your voice teaching? What is your voice doing? Is your voice a bunch of gossip or are you gathering people together? What is your voice doing? Is your voice silent or are you serving the kingdom with it? What is your voice doing? Are you using your voice to be hurtful or are you using your voice to bring hope and healing? What kind of sound are you making? What is your voice doing? I guarantee you that there's a sound associated with your voice, with everything you do, with your purpose, and it's all attached to the assignments that God wants you to operate in this season of your life. And so you have to get into a place where you really understand what God is doing with your sound. Okay. Now for everybody, again, this sound isn't necessarily the voice all the time. I was having a clarity session. Actually, it was a strategy session with someone who said, you know what? I know my purpose, Dr. LaTanya. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. It's just that I can't be consistent enough. I don't have a strategy to move forward in it. And so she booked the session. And when we had that session, what the Lord told her just blew me away. One of the things that she wanted to do was write a book. And it's like she hadn't been consistent with the time. She hadn't been consistent with her writing time, right? And so God began to show me then that there's a sound in her writing. Ooh, there's a sound in her writing. So this isn't about her voice, but it's about her writing. And so even her writing has a sound. And every time she misses the opportunity to write and misses that scheduled time block that she had with herself, she has now missed the opportunity to hear from God and missed the opportunity to share something from God and missed the opportunity to speak to the hearts of the people that he has called her to steward. That's how serious it is. That is how serious it is that you begin to make a sound in this season. This is the season for you to begin to open yourself up to what God has for you. One of my friends texted me the other day and said, stop playing small. Stop playing small. Now is the time for you to get your sound into the earth. It's time. He is not playing any games with us, okay? There's an acceleration. I'm going to call it an acceleration anointing going forth, that the moment that you open your mouth, the moment that you put your pen to the paper, the moment that you start operating in your gift, the moment that you start teaching the people the way that he told you to, the moment that you start operating in your craft business the way that he asked you to, the moment that you start to, you know, show other people what you do, the moment that you start sharing your testimony and your story, the moment that those things happen, that sound is going to permeate in atmospheres and travel the way that he intended. And even if you feel like you're behind, hallelujah, I feel God. Even if you feel like you're behind, he's going to accelerate that thing, not because you asked him to, but because of your obedience. Make a sound. God is calling you to make a sound. He didn't take me through this experience for nothing. He didn't take me through learning more about Jubilee and the sound of Jubilee. He didn't take me through, you know, learning more about this podcast season and what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to teach you and tell you to make a sound for no reason. He didn't tell me to let you know the story of him calling me to say something on TikTok for no reason. He didn't call me to share the story in the experience that I'm sharing right now for no reason. He told me because he knows that the voice that is permeating through me is not that of my own. I asked him before I cut this mic on. I said, Lord, please let me decrease. I want to decrease so that you might increase. Lord, if there's anything you want to say, Holy Spirit, speak through me. So that they can get a word, so that they can get something that pricks their heart, so that they can get motivated, so that you can be inspired, so that you can move forward in what he has given. It ain't coming through just my voice. It's coming through your voice. It's coming through your sound, because they're a group of people who are assigned to you too. So I don't know about you, but whatever it is that you're doing now, we're about to take it up a notch this season. Okay. We're about to take it up a notch. Season 3, we're breaking free. I'm talking about breaking free from anything that has held you bound. We're going into a freedom series about generational curses and soul ties and mindsets and limited mindsets and deliverance and targeted prayer and intimacy with God and emotional roller coasters and consecration and setting up boundaries and, you know, all these things. Because God said that this season is about making a sound, one that you're going to hear and one that other people will hear. And because of that sound, you're going to break some stuff off your life, off other lives, off generations. You're coming to claim some stuff in this season. It's not what you think. It is what he said. And so we're going to refuse to allow anything that has held us back, whether it was fear, procrastination, inconsistency, any of those things, because this is the season to make a sound. Are you with me or nah? Let's go. Let's go. And so as we move into this application, as we move into what God asked us to really pray for and dive into, I want you to know that your sound does three things. It does three things. It does three things. Your sound carries anticipation. When you begin to use your sound, you begin to anticipate, and other people begin to anticipate what is coming from your sound. Your sound has power. That's right. You have the power and the ability to break things off of your life. You have the power to shift things in the lives of others. And your sound travels. Your sound wasn't meant for your household. Your sound wasn't meant for the little city that you in. Your sound wasn't even meant for the state. Your sound was meant to carry and to travel far, further than you could ever imagine. Now go ahead and start thinking about your sound and your purpose and whatever it is that God has called you to do, and really begin to assess, what is your sound doing in the earth? All right, let's move on to the application. All right, we made it to the A. Listen, I love the application, and you all do too. So I'm always excited to share it. And especially even in this season, because God has downloaded, you know, so many things. And I want you to know that these applications are for you to then go and move and act. Okay. It means for you to actually go and do the application, because that is when you're going to see the change and the result that God wants for you. Okay. So it requires you to move. It requires you to act and not to just listen to something without doing anything with the information, right? Some of us kind of hoard information and we don't necessarily act on it. So this is for you to act. So as I prayed about this, the Lord just began to show me how oftentimes we don't even understand the impact of our sound. We don't understand the impact of our purpose. We don't understand the impact of what He has called us to do. We don't understand the impact of the words that He has given us. And so that's what we are going to do for this application. We're going to seek to understand our impact. So I want you to write this question down because this is what God gave me to share with you. This application is going to require you to sit in prayer or to sit in the presence of God, right? Not to just start praying right away, but to ask God to show you something, all right? So this application and the question or the statement or what you're going to do in prayer is ask God to show you the impact of your voice, the impact of your sound, the impact of your purpose. God, show me the impact of my voice. Show me the impact of my purpose. Show me the impact of the sound that you want me to make in the earth. I want you to just, you know, be guided by Holy Spirit when you do this. I believe that God is going to show you the importance of what you bring to the table. And I believe that He's going to show you that it's not just a table, that it's a whole room, a whole city, a whole state, a whole football field, a whole territory. I believe that God is going to show you the weight of it as well. So when you go into prayer, I want you to go in with a clean heart, a clean mind. You know, if you need to, you know, pray and kind of set the atmosphere and ask Him to saturate your atmosphere first, right? Do that. And I also want you to just begin to envision and to close your eyes as God is sharing with you the impact of your sound, the impact of your voice, and the impact of your purpose. I want Him to show you the people who are connected to it. I want Him to show you how large, how humongous it is, right? If God can show me TikTok, and how many people I'm supposed to impact there, and what my voice is going to do there, because I have submitted to Him and been obedient to Him, then I know He will show you too. Yours might not be TikTok, but it could be something else. It is, you know? So whatever it is, whatever place and space where God has called you to operate, whether it's a school, or a hospital, or a doctor's office, whether it is in a classroom, whether it is in your home, in your church, I believe He's going to show you exactly what the impact is and how the lives around you are shifting and changing as a result. Listen, Podcast Pro members, I can't wait to talk with you about this. We got a meet and greet coming up. Come on, join me for the meet and greet. I'll be sending out save the dates and emails to you Podcast Pro members. If you're like, what in the world is Podcast Pro? Click the link in my bio. It is an amazing opportunity to support the podcast and to get a little extra, to get some bonus episodes, exclusive invites to come together with me, also discounts and things of that nature. And it is only $4.99 a month. Invest in and support the podcast. I appreciate everyone who supports the podcast because, woo, okay, it takes work. Mm-hmm. It takes work. It takes time. It takes money. It takes all of that. But I thank God because God gave me a word that that the first year of the podcast was about foundation. And the second year of the podcast that we're living in, I'm living in right now, was about funding. And that God is going to use the funding to then fund the kingdom. And so I'm thankful and I'm grateful that not only did I receive the word, but I also know that I can have faith in the word, but faith without works is what? Dead. And so this is the work that I'm putting in to share more with you, my Podcast Pro member. So I'm excited and I love you so, 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 so much. All right. Listen, go ahead, get it in, spend some time with God, and enjoy. You got this. So as we end this episode, I just want to end with a word of prayer. So Father God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you for a new season. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for a new season, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in this season. Not only are we switching seasons in the podcast, oh God, but you've given us a word to switch seasons in our lives. Father, we thank you now, Lord, that you are all knowing, God. You are omniscient, God. God, we thank you now, Lord, that you are El Roi, God. You are God who sees. God, you see everything. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you now, God, for seeing us in the state that we're in. For seeing us and seeing where we're going, oh God. Lord, I thank you now, oh God, that our sound is about to do something in the earth. I thank you now, Lord, that the sound that you have placed on our lips, oh God, and in our ears, oh God, and in our hands, oh God, and under our feet, oh God, is going to travel. I thank you now, Lord, that you're making a way out of no way. God, that you're clearing things out the way right now, oh God, and making room for us. Father God, I thank you now, oh Lord, that as we begin to step into, yes, Lord, as we begin to step into what you have for us, oh Lord, that we aren't afraid. God, we aren't afraid by what might come up against us, Lord. Lord, we are thanking you right now, oh God, in advance that we are stepping out in the fear. Lord, we thank you now, oh God, that it won't hold us back, oh Lord, but it allows us, oh God, to make a sound, to make demons tremble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, oh God, that even in this moment, Lord, that the sound that we know that we are supposed to make, oh God, is already permeating throughout the atmospheres, oh God, not only of our homes, Lord, not only of our cities, oh God, but the airways, oh Lord, that they're permeating, oh God, through places and spaces that we can never even imagine. Father, you are a sound. Hallelujah. You are a sound. And we thank you now, oh Lord, that the sound that you have placed on the inside of us is coming out. Hallelujah. Is coming out, that we will no longer be bound, that we will no longer keep it inside. Father God, that we are releasing something new into the earth. And Father God, I thank you now, oh God, that our sound, oh God, can be recognized even as it moves from one place to the next. Lord, I thank you now, God, that our sound, oh God, is connecting with the heart. Our sound is connecting with another soul. Our sound is connecting with another brother or sister in the kingdom and in Christ. I thank you now, God, that our sound, oh God, helps the homeless, that our sound, oh God, helps the sick, that our sound, oh God, helps the broken. Yes, Lord, I thank you, oh Lord, that we are able to restore, that we are able to restore with our sound. Lord, have your way in our voices, have your way, oh God, in our minds, in our hearts, oh Lord. Lord, we thank you that we are moving into a new season of sound, that we're ready to make a sound on behalf of you. Yes, Lord, I feel your peace. God, I thank you, oh Lord, that we are decreasing now so that we might be more available for you to increase in our lives. Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord. And we thank you now, Lord, for the peace that surpasses all understanding that is attached to the sound, oh Lord, that glorifies your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you again for tuning in. I am so excited about what God is doing in the lives of everyone that is connected to spirituality. It is because of you that this podcast is prosperous. Speaking of prosperous, if you would like to sow a seed into spirituality or Dr. LaTanya Moore, feel free to send it via Cash App at the Dr. Moore. That's at T-H-E-D-R-M-O-O-R-E. I appreciate you so much for joining this journey with me. So follow the journey by hitting subscribe, share the podcast, and follow me on Instagram at @thedrmoore. You can also hit me up in, you know, my Gmail. Just send me an email at drlatanyamoore@gmail.com. If you are a faith-based entrepreneur, listen, I would love to partner with you. Send me a message and let's connect. This is about to be epic!